Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
3, 2, 1.
But I've worked out. I love to listen to your podcast.
Whenever you say something, other people react to it.
Taking my breath away, Aaron.
Fern Lundquist joins me. Hall of Famer Jim Calhoun. NASCAR icon Dale Earnhardt Jr. Kirk Herbstreit is on the phone.
Hope everybody can hear me.
We.
Hope everybody's here.
Yeah.
Everybody is having a great evening. Certainly a little bit of a different episode of the Aaron Torres Sports Podcast here on a Wednesday night. We did wait till that thriller Villanova DePaul went final. Did not think we would be even thinking about that game. But before we get into it, we are live here. First of all, hope everybody's doing well. It is Wednesday night if you're watching on YouTube, Thursday morning on podcast. But we are live from Stadium Swim, Circa Sportsbook, Circa Casino in Las Vegas. So first of all, I want to thank the good folks at Circa for having us. We will be here for the next 3 days. So we will be doing a Wednesday night show, a Thursday night show, a Friday night show. And then if you want to get up early, we'll be doing YouTube exclusive stuff on Thursday and Friday mornings around 11 a.m. Eastern time. But behind me, you can see it. Stadium Swim. You've seen it on social media. You know what it's all about. Huge screens, best place in Vegas to watch sports, whether you're coming in for college hoops over the next couple weekends. Opening day of baseball is coming up. Obviously, your college football and NFL Saturdays and Sundays. Make sure to check it out. We appreciate Stadium Swim. By the way, they are doing major things for the Masters here in a couple weeks that they told me a little bit about, so make sure to check it out. We appreciate Stadium Swim. Again, we will be here all week long. Quick rundown for today. We will open. Since Villanova survived and there were no major upsets, we'll talk a little college hoops coaching carousel. Louisville officially opened shortly after we got off air last night. We'll talk about that. West Virginia. Then we'll talk a little bubble. Again, mostly everybody that needed to win on Wednesday did. Maybe even preview a little bit of Thursday's show. Before we get started, really quickly, a couple quick announcements. First of all, I've told you before, I'll tell you again. BracketFanatics.com is our partner for the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge. The fourth straight year we are working with them. And here's the cool part. You don't have to wait for the bracket to come out on Sunday. Selection Sunday is coming. You can go ahead to BracketFanatics.com right now. Sponsored bracket. And guess what ends up happening? You can sign up. If you click on Sponsored Bracket, you will see my name, my logo, Aaron Torres. So go ahead and make sure to check us out there. You can sign up now. If you've signed up in previous years, go ahead, check out. Just put your email in. It will prompt all your stuff. You'll be good to go. So thank you to Bracket Fanatics, our official partners, once again, for our bracket challenge. Also, on top of that, want to thank our partners, BetUS, BetUS Sportsbook. Listen, we've been working with BetUS all March long. They are incredible. I've told you a million times. They have an incredible offer for first-time customers. How about this? Your first three deposits, your first three, go ahead and take advantage of that opportunity. They will give you a 125% deposit match on your first three deposits. Thank you to BetUS. They are incredible. Their support has been incredible. And I am so much enjoying working with them this March. With that said, for those of you just tuning in, we are at Stadium Swim again, Vegas. So excited to be here. But it's Wednesday night. Many of you listening Thursday morning. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get to the topic of the day. Topic of the day, bluntly, listen, I'll say this. because of the way the bubble broke on Wednesday, just not a ton of news that is pressing to start the show. So we're going to go ahead and start with the coaching carousel, okay? And where I want to start is with the Louisville coaching job. And it's crazy because we were live on Wednesday night. I had Preston Spradlin, head coach of Moorhead State, on. If you missed that, make sure to go back and check it out. But had Preston Spradlin on. And while we were in the middle of the interview, funny thing happened. There were first reports that Kenny Payne was going to be fired at Louisville. Now, I didn't really talk about it after the Spradlin interview because the bottom line is pretty straightforward. It wasn't, and this is no disrespect to other people in the media, everybody's working hard. It wasn't really a report. The report was he's expected to be fired in 24 to 48 hours. It's like, yeah, everybody knows that. That's not anything new. That's not something that's breaking. So I figured, out of respect to Kenny Payne, guy I've never met before, guy I don't know at all, I'd wait till he officially gets fired. And well, today, Wednesday, a day after he lost in the ACC tournament, he does get fired, wrapping up what is indescribably one of the worst tenures in the history of high major college basketball, right? I was thinking about this. First of all, I got a little thing on. Let me take this off real quick. But I was thinking about this. So you know how when you're a kid and you hear about your favorite team, whatever it is, Tennessee football, you know, like I'll give you an example. In like 50 years, people that are 20, 25 now are going to be telling their grandkids about the Butch Jones era. That was the worst thing I ever saw. I didn't think I was going to survive it, whatever. I bring it up because you hear about eras as bad as the Kenny Payne era. It's another thing to actually live through it. This was one of the worst eras ever, and I want to get to the candidates here momentarily. We need to put in perspective how bad this was. 12-52 overall. The stat I believe that I saw out of the Louisville media was that he lost more exhibition games than he had wins away from home, which is kind of a staggering stat. I don't know if that's exactly right. We'll have to get our crack research team on it here. But I bring it up because it was bad. You know how I knew it was bad? About a year ago. So remember, he gets the job. He starts coaching in November 2022. I remember having dinner with an NBA exec probably mid-December 2022, less than a month on the job for Kenny Payne. And this guy told me, he's like, I like Kenny Payne. That is the worst coach team that I've ever seen. So it did not go well. He started 0-9, finally wins a game. I forgot that he lost to Bellarmine and Wright State and whatever. But he officially gets fired on Wednesday. And I think what was disappointing mostly about it was kind of a strange ending. Because even his last press conference, he was kind of defiant. You know, something about, hey, I told you it was going to take more time than we had. We needed 3 or 4 years. It's like, bro, you went 12-52, okay? You're at Louisville. There's no reason anyone should ever be that bad at Louisville. I'll give you a quick example. We had Will Wade on the show a few days ago, okay? Will Wade, of course, McNeese State, they win the Southland on Tuesday. But Will Wade said, in this era, everything is stacked in favor of the power conferences. He said, he's like, if you know what you're doing, you should be in tournament contention every single year. Raise a little bit of money for NIL. Everything else is stacked in your favor. Look at Villanova. Villanova's got 14 losses. They almost just lost. They're very much on the bubble. A&M has 13 losses. So the point is, you can't be that bad at Louisville. He was. They had to move on. So with it, I think the fun and interesting part, not fun if you're Kenny Payne, but what happens next? And this is a very interesting search. I believe this is a very good job, and I'm going to be curious to see what is realistic, what is not, in terms of the next head coach. Now, there were a couple interesting developments just on Wednesday. First of all, Chris Beard at Ole Miss. I've said from the beginning, if I was Louisville, that's the guy that I would call. That's the guy that I would want. But I also understand that there were circumstances that happened off the court last year at Texas. We don't have to go through all of them again. You know what they were. And I know that there was some pushback in that community of, can you really hire Chris Beard? Bring it up because Chris Beard officially signed a contract extension on Wednesday at Ole Miss, so he's not going anywhere. So Chris Beard is off the table. The name that I think is interesting, Louisville fans are adamant that Mick Cronin is available, the head coach at UCLA, obviously a former Louisville assistant under Rick Pitino. Here's the thing about that. And my buddy Nick Coffey has said this many times. Mick Cronin has a $16 million buyout after April 1. I think it's a $20 million buyout right now. If you don't hire him until April 1, it goes down to $16 million. I'm sorry. There is no college basketball program in America that is going to pay $16 million to get a coach out of his contract And I just don't see why UCLA would be willing to drop that buyout unless they really don't believe he's the guy. And even then, you got to take some kind of money. I don't believe Louisville just has $20 million lying around to get Mick Cronin. So if he's out, who is realistic, who is not? One, listen, I might be in the minority. I think Scott Drew at least picks up the phone, okay? And here's why. And we talked about this. I did kind of a standalone segment. But with Scott Drew, you got to remember, guy's in his mid-50s. I think that's worth noting. And you really do wonder, does this guy feel like he has one more rebuild left in him, okay? If he's going to leave Baylor, it feels like it has to be now. I do wonder in this NIL world, Baylor, small, religious school, and I know Baylor fans will say it's not small, whatever. Relative to the schools you're competing with, it's not an easy place to win. And as I've said many times, think about how much tougher that job got over the last 18 to 24 months. Houston comes into the league. They're destroying everybody. I think they are going to run away with the Big 12 championship, Big 12 tournament, and I think they're going to end up potentially as the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. Arizona is coming next year. Arizona just won the Pac-12, maybe a number one seed this year in the NCAA tournament. So you're talking about two teams that could be number one seeds in this tournament that are part of the Big 12 that were not 18 months ago. And so I think Scott Drew at least has to pick up that call. The other thing I keep saying, the ACC is really bad, okay? Duke and Carolina are fine. Everybody else stinks. By the way, Clemson is the only other tournament team. Last time I checked behind me, they were getting their butts kicked by Boston College. So, like, what are we even talking about here? You go to Louisville, you know what you're doing. You can win right away. I think Scott Drew at least has to pick up that call. The other guy that's interesting, Jerome Tang. Jerome Tang, head coach, Kansas State. We've talked about him before. The thing with Jerome Tang that stands out to me, first of all, big win on Wednesday. They beat Texas in the Big 12 tournament. I think they're back on the bubble, which we'll get to the bubble talk in a minute. But at the same time, what I think is interesting about Jerome Tang, you talk to people behind the scenes. What I am here to tell you, I don't think it's very good with that administration right now at Kansas State. Remember, he had a star player named Naquan Tomlin who got suspended in the preseason, was not allowed back. My understanding, it was an administrative decision, not his decision. Naquan Tomlin transfers to Memphis and is playing right now. I think that burned a lot of bridges. I think that upset him. And I think he's looking to see what else is out there. I think from the Louisville perspective, what's interesting is you look at him and you say, you know, is he a guy he made an Elite Eight in year one? Year two, he obviously is in line to potentially miss the NCAA tournament. And so I think the question becomes, you know, which year was kind of the outlier year? Was it year one when you make the Elite Eight? Was it year two when you maybe are on a tournament team? This year, I actually think he's done a pretty good coaching job because, again, his starting center went out. And then on top of that, one of his star guards, Quez Glover, who was essentially like their sixth man, went down with an injury early. So those are the big names that I would go after. Chris Beard's off the board. I don't believe Mick Cronin's on the board. You know, Eric Musselman in Arkansas has been tied to that job since obviously months before it opened. I think the big question with Eric Musselman, he's coming off a disappointing year. Now, they survived Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament on Wednesday. But, you know, disappointing year. I think they're 16-16. I think that's a little bit of a tougher sell for Louisville, a guy that obviously has had great success last 3 years at Arkansas, two Elite Eights, three Sweet 16s, made a Sweet 16 in Nevada. A little bit of a tough sell, though, coming off a 16-16 year. So those are kind of the big names. I think if you go a little further down the list, I think Pat Kelsey, the coach at Charleston, you know, he's a really good coach. This was a guy that was at Winthrop before, went to three NCAA tournaments at Winthrop, ends up going to Charleston. He's going to a second straight NCAA tournament this year. The other guy that I think is at least worth calling is Josh Schertz, who's the head coach at Indiana State. You know, they're a bubble team right now. That's a little bit of a tough sell for Louisville, a coach that's never made the NCAA tournament, but I think he is a rising star in this business. Coach at the D2 level, wanted a huge clip now at Indiana State and has them in the bubble conversation. Only other name I can really think of, you know, Dusty May, the head coach at Florida Atlantic. I've heard a lot of Ohio State buzz with him. I don't know that Dusty May is like a fishbowl basketball school kind of guy. Kind of quiet demeanor, whatever. I just don't know that he's the right fit for Louisville, a job that is obviously in the spotlight 365 days a year. So Kenny Payne is out. Yes, he is a guy that I thought was going to be a star at Louisville. I was dead wrong. Probably won't get to Aaron right, Aaron wrong this week. But you talk about something I completely missed on. It was Kenny Payne and Louisville. He is done. And now the question becomes, who's next? Really quickly, make sure to drop any of your questions in the chat. We will get to them at the end. Hope everybody is enjoying the view. As I've said a couple times, Stadium Swim right behind me, Las Vegas, Circa Casino. This is the best place to be. You come to Vegas, you want to watch the games, this is the spot. Tell them Torres sent you. A lot of people won't know what you're talking about, but that's okay. But it is a great spot. TV's behind me, every big game on. Myself, producer Matt, we're out here watching the games earlier today. We'll get you some cool behind-the-scenes video as the week goes on. Make sure you're following on Twitter at @Aaron_Torres, on Instagram at @AaronTorresPod. Let's keep it going because there was another job opening that became official on Wednesday. It is to the surprise of no one, and it is the West Virginia head coaching job now opening. Remember, this whole thing opened up over the summer. Bob Huggins was the head coach, had two separate incidences last spring. Again, another situation that we don't need to relitigate and go over. You know what happened. But he was fired. And what was interesting was in the summer, if you remember, in the summer, the AD came out and said, we want to do a national coaching search. And listen, I get a lot of stuff wrong. Kenny Payne, for example. But at the same time, I told you at that time, I said, that is never going to happen. You are never going to get a coach to leave his team in June or July, even if West Virginia is a pretty good job. Remember, everybody enrolls, you know, all the players show up in May. You're not getting somebody to leave a week later after they got all their guys on campus. So they went through the season with an interim head coach, Josh Heiler. West Virginia lost in the Big 12 tournament on Tuesday to Cincinnati. By the way, last time I checked, Cincinnati was having some success against the Kansas Jayhawks. I'll get you an updated score on that. But I bring it up solely to say that West Virginia lost on Tuesday, and Josh Heiler, the interim coach. I'm sorry, I'm tripping over my words here. There's so much going on in the background. Forgive me. I got people swimming. I got people splashing. I got music, whatever. Josh Heiler, interim head coach. He is fired. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens next. Now, what stands out to me, I saw Ren Baker, the AD at West Virginia. He said, point blank, he said, listen, we want somebody with experience with this, with that. He said, but we want somebody that understands West Virginia. It's a unique area. It's a unique job. It's a unique experience being this head coach. And we want to make sure we get the right guy and the right fit. So a couple names make sense to me. A couple names don't. The first one that I think is really interesting, Mark Byington is a guy that seemingly has been on the West Virginia radar for weeks now. He's the head coach at James Madison. James Madison, if you've been watching all these small conferences, they, of course, they won the CAA a few days ago, 31-3 this season. And he's kind of from that Virginia area, lived most of his life there. James Madison, of course, is in Virginia. A lot of buzz that he would potentially be the favorite to get that job. I think Pat Kelsey, I mentioned him a minute ago. He was at Winthrop. Now he's at Charleston. Listen, guy's been a head coach for about 12 years, 5 NCAA tournament appearances. West Virginia, I think, could do a lot worse. And he's the kind of guy, too, I think he gets the area from Ohio, coached at Xavier, coached in a lot of that region. So I think he's very familiar, gets what that job is about. Now, I'll be blunt. I've seen some names that I don't think makes a ton of sense to me right now. And I'll be perfectly honest. I don't think Dusty May makes sense at West Virginia. Dusty May, listen, West Virginia fans, you know, you guys are – it's a great job, great this. It's a great opportunity. I just don't think it makes sense for him. He, like I said, he's a quiet guy, doesn't do a lot of media, doesn't like the spotlight. And I know West Virginia is not a fishbowl like Louisville. I'm just not sure it makes sense. You know, Nico Medved at Colorado State, I've seen that name. Another guy, he's kind of low-key. West Virginia, tough job, Big 12. And I really do think what Ren Baker said, do you know the area? Do you know this region? Do you know this state? Do you know our fans? Because to me, that is important. Love West Virginia fans, very passionate. But some of these guys, I just don't really see the fit. Mir Abdur-Rahim, another name I saw, South Florida. Can't lie. Another one that I just don't really love from the West Virginia perspective. He's at South Florida. They're the favorites to win the AAC. They need to win to get in. They won 21 of 22 at one point this season. But he's kind of a Southeast guy, was from Atlanta, spent time at Georgia, now at South Florida. I know he was at A&M for a few years as an assistant, obviously at Kennesaw State a year or two ago. But to me, I don't know that he's the perfect fit. So to me, I think the best names are Pat Kelsey Charleston, Mark Byington from James Madison. I'd also add this. I've seen a couple people say, could Bob Huggins get the job back? That ain't happening. Listen, you know, I'm a child of the 80s, a college basketball fan of the 90s, okay? I grew up on Bob Huggins' Cincinnati teams. I remember going to Kansas State. I remember when he got to West Virginia. He ain't coming back, though. I've even seen some of the boosters go on the record and say we would never rehire him. I hope he's getting the help that he needs, but he is not going to be the West Virginia head coach going forward. A couple interesting other notes from the carousel. You know, DePaul obviously just lost to Villanova. We'll get to that game in a minute. Their season's over. We'll see where they go with the head coaching job. Obviously, the interesting story there, everybody saw the Porter Mosier news. Remember, Porter Mosier, the head coach at Oklahoma, was at Loyola Chicago previously, and there was some buzz that he was willing to go back to Chicago. He shot that down, so we'll see what happens. And then we'll see what happens as these other conference tournaments unfold. Washington lost on Wednesday. Remember, they have already announced that Mike Hopkins will not be back. Oregon plays at the Pac-12 tournament on Thursday. There's Dana Altman retirement buzz. Arizona State is actually playing right now at the Pac-12 tournament. We'll see what happens with Bobby Hurley. I'm not sold that he's gone. Arizona State does not have an AD right now. And so those are some of the names to keep an eye on. Vandy lost on Wednesday night. I don't think they're going to get rid of Jerry Stackhouse, but we'll see. Michigan, of course, as well, is struggling. I believe by the time that we are recording here right now that the Michigan Wolverines have lost as well. And it appears as though Michigan has lost, it looks like. Of course, the internet's going really slow. They did lose to Penn State tonight, so it'll be interesting. Juwan Howard, I don't think they are going to fire him. The question becomes, does he try to get out? Does he try to go somewhere else? Michigan finished in last place in the Big Ten. Tell you what we're going to do. We'll take a quick break. Want to get a word from our partners. We'll come back. We'll answer some of your questions. And also, do want to talk about the big bubble results from Wednesday night. Quick break. Producer Matt, roll it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
America's favorite sportsbook and casino. Live betting and racebook. We're celebrating 30 years with a historic offer. A 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. Plus 10% gambler's insurance. Get started today. BetUS, where the game begins.
All right, everybody. I am back. Good to be back. First off, this is not a bubble game, but we do have a final from beautiful Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, the Big 12 tournament is home. It's the Kansas Jayhawks home away from home, okay? Well, certainly very interesting because Kansas just got destroyed by Cincinnati, okay? Now listen, a couple things. Kansas, of course, is without their two best players. They were without their two best players. Hunter Dickinson hurt his shoulder. Kevin McCullough's been in and out of the lineup all year. And so Bill Self basically waved the white flag in this Big 12 tournament. Basically said, I'm not playing my guys. He's giving them 2 weeks off. And we'll see if they're good to go come NCAA tournament time. Remember, this is a team, they finished sixth in the Big 12. And so I haven't thought all year that they are an elite, legitimate Final Four type contender. I think Bill Self's not the GOAT, but he's really good. But I just don't know if this is Kansas's year. They lose in the Big 12. That is noteworthy. Cincinnati advances. I guess in theory, they're what we would call a bid stealer. But at the same time, let's be honest. They would have to beat Baylor, Iowa State, and Houston to win the Big 12. Don't think that's probably going to happen. So with that, let's get into some of the other big results from Wednesday. Let's talk bubble. First off, the big result that happened right before we got on air was the Villanova-DePaul game. Villanova came in very much on the bubble, you know, somewhere between first four out, next four out, whatever. They're not in the field, and we talked about them on Tuesday night's show. We said, look, got to beat DePaul, obviously, and then we'll see what happens against Marquette on Thursday. Well, apparently beating DePaul was not obvious because they essentially needed – down to the final seconds to take care of the ball. It was crazy. I was up in my room, up in Stadium Swim, or up in Circa, looking at the screen. Villanova was up 10-0. Came downstairs, figured, okay, let's chill. don't need to pay attention to this one. All of a sudden, I look up, and they're down, and they're trailing, and they're back up, and they're down again, and they're back up. Down two with 14 seconds to go, they get the timeout. Justin Moore, to his credit, one of the few holdovers from the Jay Wright era, hits a big three. They get a stop. You could tell DePaul had a timeout. You could tell they didn't know what they were doing. Coach should have called the timeout, whatever. Villanova survives. Listen, you know, I still think Villanova, they need to beat Marquette tomorrow, in my opinion, just to be on the bubble. I don't think they're in right now. I think they have to beat Marquette to have a legitimate case to even make the tournament. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Marquette does not have Tyler Kolek, their star guard. So Villanova survives, must-win game. Providence also in the Big East right before Villanova. They played Georgetown. Remember, Georgetown coached by Ed Cooley, former Providence head coach. Well, Providence for the third straight game against Georgetown, their former head coach. And for the second time in a week, they beat Georgetown. Providence needed this win. This was one, the win, much like for Villanova, much for like a lot of these teams, the win essentially did nothing for Providence. Providence just couldn't lose this game. Now they play Creighton tomorrow, early night game at Madison Square Garden. Listen, I can sit here and lie and say whatever. I don't see them beating Creighton, but they're another one. I think if they were to beat Creighton, probably does clinch their NCAA tournament bid. But they need to win tomorrow. By the way, I'll mention this. I don't think we'll do the full preview now. We'll probably come on early tomorrow, do a quick look ahead to Wednesday or Thursday's games. YouTube only. If you're not subscribed on YouTube, please make sure to do so. Bring it up because Big East has a lot of bubble games tomorrow. Villanova has to win to be in consideration. Providence has to win to be in consideration. That Seton Hall St. John's game, I think, punches somebody's ticket. The loser will be sweating until Selection Sunday. So we'll do all the preview stuff tomorrow. But Providence and Villanova survive at Madison Square Garden. Kind of going through the rest of college basketball on Wednesday. I mentioned Kansas at the Big 12. Poor Bill Self. He was ready to get the heck home. But a couple key bubble games in the Big 12. The TCU-Oklahoma game. That was the 8-9 game. We talked about this last night. TCU next four in, according to Joe Lunardi. Oklahoma on the 9 line. I don't think a loss for Oklahoma knocks them out. I'll tell you this. I don't try to claim to be the bubble expert, the bracketology expert. All I can tell you is that you look at Oklahoma, not great. Not a great resume. 2-11 against NCAA tournament teams this year, so not a lot of great wins. Losses to basically all of the good teams they played. I think Oklahoma is probably still in. And again, it kind of makes it interesting. If they don't make the tournament, this is year three for Porter Mosier. They're going to the SEC. Again, does he try to get to DePaul? I have heard there wasn't much there. I have heard that he is trying to leverage DePaul to get some more stuff at Oklahoma. But I just bring it up because Oklahoma loses. TCU wins. TCU's another one. I think they're probably in. What's interesting about them? Remember the big narrative about, what, 3-4 weeks ago about the Big 12 tricking the net? TCU is maybe the most egregious team that took advantage of that. The net weighs in margin of victory. And so the Big 12 schedules a lot of really bad teams in the out-of-conference, beats the crap out of them, and then gets high in the net in the preseason or in the out-of-conference, and then it leads to, in-conference, everybody being ranked high. Bring it up because TCU probably needed to win today to feel good, needed to win on Wednesday. I think they're probably in. ACC, a very interesting one. Wake Forest. Remember Wake Forest? Remember that court story that we talked about quite a bit here on the Aaron Torres pod over these last couple weeks? Bring it up because remember, they beat Duke. They were in the tournament. And this is what, by the way, very random. This is why I hate doing the whole, well, this punched their ticket. Like, until it is official that you can lose every game on your schedule, I hate saying, this team's in. This team has a number one seed. This team this team that. Because Wake Forest is the perfect example, okay? Wake Forest beats Duke. Everybody says they're in. I fall for it. I say they're in. What do? They lose three straight games, including two bad losses, Georgia Tech at home, Notre Dame at home. Well, good news. They go to the ACC tournament. They're the 5 seed. They play Notre Dame. They beat Notre Dame. That was an absolute must win. Said it on Tuesday show. They really need to beat Pitt. So Pitt Wake Forest, in my opinion, is kind of a loser leaves town game. Wake Forest is like first four out. Pitt's like next four out, something like that, depending on what bracketology you look at. I think the loser of that game is out of the NCAA tournament picture. I think the winner probably has to beat Carolina. I don't think they're beating Carolina, so good luck with that. But they would have to beat Carolina in the semifinals on Friday night. By the way, one other interesting bubble game, did not mention it. Texas and Kansas State. Kansas State, we mentioned Jerome Tang earlier with the Louisville job. Jerome Tang and Kansas State are on the fringiest of the fringes of the bubble. Jerome Tang and Kansas State needed a win. They beat Texas. I don't think Texas is out of the tournament picture. They are probably in. Kansas State will now play Iowa State, who they just played pretty recently. I believe they beat them final day of the regular season, if I'm not mistaken. Just bring it up because man, oh man, Kansas State beats Iowa State. That is a very interesting team in the bubble conversation. So Kansas State beats Texas. If you're like an Indiana State fan, if you're a whoever, you're a Nova fan, whatever, you do not want to see Kansas State win that Iowa State game. I think that probably puts them in. Really quickly, we'll get to some of your questions, if any are there. Before we do, I want to remind everybody, as I said, our Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge is back for the fourth straight year. BracketFanatics.com. Go to Sponsored Bracket. You'll see my logo. $1,000 prize pool. Here's the cool part. You can sign up now. You don't have to wait for the bracket to come out on Sunday. Sign up now. Get involved. $1,000 prize pool. We're giving away $1,000 in prizes. BracketFanatics.com. Hit the Sponsor Bracket tab. But I should also mention, and this is important, make sure you're paying attention, people. The great part about Bracket Fanatics, you can join Torres's pool for free, but you can also start your own bracket. If you go to BracketFanatics.com, right above that Sponsored Brackets tab, where you can sign up for mine, there is a Start a Bracket tab where you can start your own. And I'm here to tell you, I've used all the websites. I've used Yahoo. I've used ESPN. I've used all those fake competitors. I'm here to tell you, Bracket Fanatics is the best, and I'll tell you why. Everybody signs up on the site. It can be a free pool, but if you want to pay, if you have a pay pool, $5, $10, $100, $500, whatever to enter, Bracket Fanatics, you can pay on the website. They collect the money. They distribute it for you. No chasing down your buddies, your friends, your frat brothers, Doris from accounting that never wants to pay you her $5 because her team lost. Just go to BracketFanatics.com. You can start your own bracket there. BracketFanatics.com. We love working with them. Fourth straight year we're working with them. To sign up for my bracket, Sponsored Brackets is where you want to go. But also, on top of that, you can start your own bracket. Start a bracket. BracketFanatics.com. We appreciate their support. Producer Matt, do we have any questions before we... Hello, AT from Indonesia. Glad to be a member of the podcast. Eddie, I appreciate you, Eddie, from Indonesia. I didn't know they like college basketball so much over there. So, listen, I don't know who your team is, but we appreciate your support. By the way, should mention, I am wearing my Hassan Diarra shirt. UConn plays tomorrow. Hassan has been on our show. Shout out Hassan Diarra. What else we got? What else we got? What gets A&M into the tournament? Okay, so Texas A&M plays Ole Miss tomorrow. Ole Miss, Chris Beard. Chris Beard got paid. Chris Beard got that contract. You got to beat Ole Miss to start. I think at that point, you still have to beat Kentucky. I am not sold that you're going to beat Kentucky. I know you beat them in College Station a few months back. This is a different Kentucky team, and they still almost beat you. I'm out on A&M. By the way, I'm supposed to do radio in College Station tomorrow morning. That's probably not going to happen. Somebody wants to get with David Nuno. I'll text him after. But I don't see it from A&M. I think they got to win two, basically. What I'll say is this. Beat Ole Miss, that doesn't do anything for you. You have to get the win over Kentucky on Friday night in the quarterfinals. Don't think it's going to happen. That was from Isaac, by the way. Any other questions? Didi, send some hearts. Didi, thank you for your support. I think that's really about it. I'm not going to do the full preview, so a reminder. We will be on live Thursday morning. We'll do a quick little pre-show on Thursday morning. previewing all the games. Go ahead and make sure, by the way, a couple things. If you're not subscribed on the podcast, make sure to do so. Also, make sure to subscribe on YouTube. Make sure to put on those alerts so you know when we're going live. Appreciate everybody tuning in here late for a post-game Wednesday night. We will be back on Thursday. We will be back on Friday nights. And we will also have YouTube exclusive stuff about 11, 1130 Eastern, previewing the Thursday and Friday night games. Really quickly, we have a – I appreciate – by the way, I appreciate everybody's support. Audience here is massive here on a Wednesday night in the middle of the night. Appreciate everybody that's joining in. I want to get a couple results here final. Again, by the way, I think it's obvious if you're watching. We're here at Stadium Swim. Thank you again. And again, we'll be here Wednesday and Thursday. And a couple other results that I think are worth noting. We mentioned earlier all the DePaul. So, you know, we mentioned most of the games. I think it's worth noting that, let's see here, late in the Pac-12. Stanford does beat Cal. So that's an interesting one. Stanford, their coach Jared Haas is probably out after this tournament, so they survived to play another day. Thought it was interesting. Boston College beats Clemson. I thought Clemson would make a little bit more of a run. Missouri, they had Georgia on the ropes. They could not hold on. I thought Missouri might pull out a win at the SEC tournament. They do not. Georgia advances to Thursday. All my days are confused here. Georgia advances. Let's just do a couple key games for Wednesday or for Thursday, and then we'll get out of here. First of all, let's start in the SEC. I think that Mississippi State LSU game to open the day, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central, that's a big one. Mississippi State fans, if you're listening, you got to win this one. You can't lose to LSU. You win this one, I think you're probably okay. I think to me, for Mississippi State, it's more about you can't take bad losses at this point. If you lose to Tennessee in the quarterfinals, I think that's okay. You can survive that. Don't think you can survive a loss to LSU, so win that game. We just talked about A&M. They play Ole Miss in the, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central time slot, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Big East, I mentioned this a minute ago, but Big East, Seton Hall, St. John's is the game to watch. UConn plays Xavier early. If UConn advances, they'll play the winner of St. John's, Seton Hall. That is a big one. Because you look at that game, Seton Hall win, I think that locks everything up. St. John's win, I think at worst you're going to Dayton. Lose for Seton Hall, think you're probably okay, but you're sweating. Lose your St. John's, you could be really sweating. So that is a huge, huge, huge game. That is a 2:30 Eastern game. Couple other games. I'll say this. Producer Matt and I are going to the Pac-12 tomorrow. Arizona plays that first game. They're playing a USC team that just beat them 4 days ago. Do I think USC is going 2-for-2? I don't. Do I think it's out of the question? I don't either. Keep an eye on that one. I will be at the Arizona game, and we'll do some live reaction stuff from there. Shout out to all the – by the way, I flew out to Vegas from Southern California. Whole flight was Arizona fans. Arizona has a great turnout every year at the Pac-12 tournament. This is the last one, so I think they are making the most of it. Tell you what. I don't think there's much else from here. We will do this again every single night here over the next 2 or 3 nights. So we will be here. It's Wednesday. We'll be here Thursday night, Friday night. Again, if you're not subscribed on YouTube, make sure to do so. We'll go live 11:30 or so a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Also, we'll be back tomorrow night about 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll see exactly what time. Haven't figured out the exact logistics. Would like to be out at 11 Eastern, but it feels like these games are going late. So I think the late game post show is kind of fun. So probably about 11:30 or so Eastern time. That's about it. Be back on Thursday night and Friday night. If you're not subscribed to the show, make sure to do so. YouTube, I just mentioned. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Music, wherever you listen to podcasts, make sure to subscribe. You want to leave a rating and review on Apple, that would go a long way. Those jerk Purdue fans left a bunch of 1-star reviews, really screwed up my ratings. Make sure you're following on social media at @Aaron_Torres on Twitter, at @AaronTorresPod on Instagram. We'll do some cool behind the scenes stuff on IG. I think that's all for tonight's show, though. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Be back tomorrow morning. Tune in early, 11:30 Eastern time. Then we'll be back tomorrow night, Thursday night, to recap it all. Shout out to Torrent Greg. Shout out to Rachel. It's my voice. Thank you to Stadium Swim behind me. They're open till 11 p.m. and might go take advantage of some of the post-game activities. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CAneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CAneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.